You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
How about Tuesday then?
Paul, I don't know.
I've not got anything major that day. I could drive up in the morning.
Paul, I'm sorry.
Have lunch at the hotel.
Look, I'll have to find out. But Brenda keeps Matt's diary on a computer. He has got a paper one.
Well, can't you look at that then?
I'm not sure where it is. We work together, Paul. It's not easy for me.
I know, I know.
I'm the one who has to keep thinking up excuses.
Lillian, I understand. It's just... we need to talk.
I know.
So where would Matt keep his diary?
Lillian!
Can you look for it now?
You up here, Pushka?
Look, I've got to go.
No, Lillian...
I'll call you when I've found out.
Okay.
Ah, here you are.
Oh, Matt.
Thought you were coming downstairs. I made a pot of coffee.
I'll be down in a minute.
What are you up to?
Nothing. I was just...
What do you think you're trying to hide?
What?
All this time sprucing yourself up. You know I love you just the way you are. Mwah. And we're not going out anywhere, are we?
No.
So stop faffing around and come downstairs. We've got the whole day to ourselves.
Yeah. All right. Matt, I was just wondering, next week, you're going to be quite busy, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so. Why?
Oh, no reason. Just wanted to make sure we knew what we were doing work-wise.
Well, let's not worry about that today.
No, okay. You're busy on Tuesday?
Listen to me. What with one thing and another, we've hardly seen each other. You rushing back and forth to London, me with the consortium.
Yeah, I know, but
so just for today, Amside is off the agenda. You hear me?
Yeah.
Good. So come on then.
Right. Just give me a few minutes.
To do what? You look beautiful already.
Aha, well, a lady must have her secrets.
If you say so. Don't be long, though. Coffee's waiting.
Poor Alan, though. He must have felt so self-conscious,
Standing
there in front of the old congregation.
Yeah, it did look pretty sore.
He's lucky he got away with a black eye.
Well, by the sound of it, the bike came off worse. He's had to put it in for repairs. Now, where's my van keys?
Susha says he shouldn't have even been riding it.
I'm sure I left them here.
Aye. He's been so busy.
Who's this?
Alan. He's had an accident on his motorbike. I think he hit the verge or something. Oh, there they are.
Must admit, he has been looking tired recently.
Luckily, Bert Fry was passing, so I helped him out.
I put the lamb on like you asked.
Oh, right. What about the potatoes?
Yeah, they're in there as well.
Oh, good. Right, what's happening with all this laundry on the sofa?
I'm just doing it.
So it's dirty then?
Yeah, Mum, give me a chance.
All right, Emma, your Mum's only asking.
I know, but...
Neil, it's fine, it didn't matter.
Mm. What are you doing now?
Well, I'm going to go to the kitchen to check on the roast.
Mum, no.
I might as well take the laundry with me.
Wait.
No! That's not my...
I said to leave it.
Susan, don't. You'll cut yourself.
But my crystal bowl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What was it doing in the laundry?
I was trying to keep it safe. You know, Kira fiddles and she was trying to play with it. I only put it to one side for a moment.
Emma.
And then I got distracted.
Stupid place to put it.
I didn't mean to.
All right. These things happen.
Oh, you gave me that, Neil. I lost it once and got it back again.
Yes, I know. But we might be able to fix it.
How? It's ruined.
Well, you never know.
There are shards all over the fireplace.
I'm only making suggestions, Susan.
Well, don't. Honestly, I try so hard to keep this house nice.
I said I'm sorry.
Why can't people just leave things in their place?
Well, if it hadn't been where Kira could reach it...
You know what? I'll take these big bits out and then I think I'll leave you to it.
Huh?
I'm obviously not going to be of any help here.
Where are you going?
Oh, I might drop in on Mike and Vicky.
Oh, right. Fine. Don't be late for lunch, though.
No.
Where are you going?
To get the dustpan and brush.
Oh, I'll get it. Just make sure Kira doesn't come in here. We don't want her getting hurt.
Hey, all right, sweetheart. I know. Not very dignified. We need to get you clean, don't we? Oh, can you see who that is in the window? Your door's open. It's your Uncle Neil coming to see you. Oh, bless. No. Look, Daddy's doing his best. Now, there should be some cream in here somewhere. Hi, Neil.
All right, Mike. You don't mind me dropping by, do you?
No.
I had to escape for a while. Too many hormones flying around in my place.
Oh, right. Well, look, take your coat off.
All right. Vicky not around?
She's having a bit of a lie down.
Oh, I see. So, you've got Daddy looking after you, eh?
Well, trying to.
Bad luck.
Oh, well, I don't mind.
No, I meant her.
Oh, right. Look, could you pass me a fresh nappy?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Actually, we've been enjoying having a bit of time to ourselves, ain't we, sweetheart, eh? Yeah, Roy and Ailey were over this morning. Linda popped in about an hour ago. Which is the front of these things?
She didn't start on about badgers again, did she?
Oh, what do you think? Oh, I still can't fathom what she thinks David was meant to do. I mean, you find an animal in that state, you just put it out of its misery.
Of course you do.
Wouldn't like it when David won't run it down.
Mike?
Oh, come on, Beth. Just pop this nap between your
legs.
All
right, you look like you're struggling.
Vicky makes it look so easy. I never had to do this with Roy and Brenda.
Come on, hand her over.
Hey?
Oh, I've changed a few nappies in my time, let me.
Goodness sake. It must be here somewhere. Matt!
Lillian!
Oh, you made me jump.
I thought I told you to come out.
I was just...
What are you doing in the office?
I was looking for your diary.
My diary?
What? Yeah, well, I just wanted to check a few dates. We've got so much on.
Oh.
And I don't want to accidentally miss another meeting like I did last weekend.
Right. So much for my plans for a work-free Sunday.
Yeah, well, I was only going to be 5 minutes.
Hold on. Here.
What's it doing out there?
Well, Brenda likes me to leave it on her desk so she can keep the computer calendar updated. Right. Let's see. Last week of January.
I know we're meeting with the accountant.
Yeah, that's on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And Tuesday's going to be stuck with the lawyers, putting the consortium deal together.
Tuesday?
Yeah, I don't suppose you absolutely have to be there. Not if you don't want to be.
No. No, I'd like to.
Right. Wednesday, I'm here all day.
Uh-huh. What about Friday?
Friday, just seeing the kitchen fitters for the Waters old place in the morning.
Right. And how long will that take?
Couple of hours.
Right. OK. Well, I can't see any clashes there.
Right. Happy now?
Yeah.
Can we get on with enjoying the rest of our day?
Absolutely.
Good. Now, you, get downstairs. I'm not letting you out of my sight.
There. All finished.
Oh, well done, Liam.
That's better, isn't it? Hey? Nice and snug in your clean baby grow.
You must have the knack.
Not really. Just don't be afraid. Babies are sturdy little things.
Yeah, I suppose.
Do you want to go back to Daddy?
Actually, hold on to her for a moment. I'll just tidy up.
All right. So, what else was Linda saying? You know, she wants to put up road signs now.
She said.
Warning people about the badgers.
As if that's a sensible use of money. She doesn't listen, though.
No.
And then she gets Vicky up on her high horse about the coal.
Vicky?
Well, you know what she's like. When she thinks of badgers, she just imagines a cute little stripy face.
Right.
Ain't like I'm even necessarily for it.
Aren't you? Even though you had all that trouble with TB in your herd.
Well, look at what Ed's doing with his vaccinations.
Well, it's a slow process, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like a cull's going to happen any time soon. Not with all these scientists against it.
No.
So, might as well do what we can.
Which doesn't include ridiculous road signs. I'm sorry.
I'll have a back now. So you don't think the parish council are going to say yes, then?
Oh, I doubt it.
Come to Daddy there.
If Linda's got the bit between her teeth, though. The meeting's next week.
Yeah, you better enjoy the quiet while you can, then.
Yep.
We like a bit of quiet, don't we, Bethany, eh? Oh, listen to that. Peace at last.
Ma'am, is there anything I can do to help?
No.
You sure? Any veg that need peeling?
Honestly, Emma, I'd rather you just left me to it.
Okay.
I presume Ed will be in for lunch.
Yeah, he should be back from work soon.
Fine. Just as well. Your father's still at Willow Farm.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I know how much that bowl meant to you. I don't know what I was thinking.
Nor do I.
Ma'am, please.
What?
Don't be like this.
Like what? Excuse me.
I know you're angry, but it was an accident.
All right.
I'll make it up to you. I'll buy you a new one. I promise. I'll get you one just like it.
How, Emma? Huh? If you could afford it, you wouldn't be living here, would you? It's done now. Let's just forget about it.
Well, maybe when me and Ed are out of your hair, it can be a present.
Yes, maybe.
I am sorry.
And I heard you. Perhaps you could just get out of my way now. I've got carrots to peel.
I had to tell him something. He thinks I've popped over to Mum's.
So where are you?
I'm parked at the entrance to a field. It was the only way I could use my phone without Matt overhearing.
And did you manage to get hold of his diary?
Yeah. The only day Matt's not around is Friday.
Friday?
In the morning. And only for a couple of hours.
Lillian, I can't. I've got a job in Sidcup I'm quoting on.
Well, then, I just don't know.
I mean, couldn't it be the afternoon? I might be able to just about make that.
It has to be the morning. Between 10 and 12.
What about Tuesday?
We're with the lawyers.
Even in the evening?
No, but...
Because I can do any time then.
Paul, I'm sorry. But we've this bid that we're working on, and Matt... Well, it's such a big deal for both of us.
Yeah, all right.
I can't not be there, genuinely. Paul, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Look, how about the week after next? It might be easier.
No, Lillian. I miss you.
But I can't keep lying to Matt.
Well, then I'll just have to come up on Friday.
Will you?
I'll move things around somehow.
But I thought that
if worse comes to worst, I'll just not quote for the job.
But Paul...
It's fine, Lillian. If Friday's our only chance of seeing each other, then Friday it'll have to be.
Pip, you off somewhere?
To the Students' Union Cocktail Society.
On a Monday evening?
Well, that's when the drinks are cheap. I'm eating at Megan's first, and don't worry, I'm on Virgin's.
Well, hold on. You couldn't do me a favour.
Mum.
I'll just pop down to the shop and pick up some things for tea.
I just said I'm not in.
Well, I know you're not.
So...
But the rest of us still need to eat. I was hoping to get to the supermarket today.
It's not my fault.
Well, I know it's not.
I told Megan I'd be straight over.
Well, come on, Pip. It's only going to take you 10 minutes.
No, I can't.
And the shop's going to close soon.
Mum, I do have a life, you know.
Oh, right.
Why can't everyone just get off my back?
Pip, I was only asking.
I know, I'm sorry. It's just...
Has something happened?
No.
It's not Spencer.
No.
Well then, I don't know why you're snapping at me.
Look, I'm fine. I've just had a bad day at uni, that's all. And I'm in a rush.
Pip.
And I'm getting cold. If you wanted me to go to the shop, you should have asked sooner.
Hang on, wait a minute. Pip! Oh, fine then. I'll do it myself.
Tea, Rob?
Oh, no, but thank you.
Alice?
No, I'm fine, Mum. And, well, have you ever been to Vancouver?
Vancouver?
Hmm.
No, that's way over on the other side of the country.
Oh, no, I know, but...
Even Montreal was a good couple of hours' drive from the farm.
I just thought you might have visited.
Well, I would have loved to. It's meant to be a terrific city.
Mm.
Right, I ought to leave you good people in peace.
Gosh, well, you know you're always welcome.
Tell Brian I'll see him on site tomorrow.
Yeah, will do.
I'm on Facebook, Alice. Lots of photos on there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Bye, Rob.
See you.
Bye. Oh, I guess I should be going too.
Oh, really? I thought you said Chris was playing football tonight.
Got stuff I need to do, though.
Oh?
Yeah, just work-related.
Oh, well,
How is work, by the way? I didn't ask. Have you had a good day?
No, not particularly. I spent most of it sitting in the back of meetings.
Oh, Alice.
Yeah, I know. It is what it is.
Look, I told you, once you've been there for a while...
Yes, Mum.
Look, just don't be so impatient. Hello, Lillian.
Oh, evening.
Oh, hi, T. Lillian. Oh, don't close the door.
Oh, are you going?
Yeah. My cosy, warm joggers are calling to me.
Well, fair enough.
Well, just keep up the hard work, darling. And they'll see what an asset you are.
Yes. Bye then.
Bye, darling.
And take care. Oh, honestly. Oh, sometimes she's so like her father.
Why? Is this her job you were talking about?
Yeah. What else? I've told her she's still only 24, but oh no, she wants to run before she can walk. Never satisfied with what she already has.
Well, I'm not sure that ever changes.
No?
Oh, nothing.
Right, well, I better get on with dinner. Oh, did you see Rob as you arrived?
Yeah, I said hello.
Oh, he's such a lovely young man, isn't he? Oh, he's so polite and well-spoken and... Well, I know Brian's very pleased with him.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jenny.
All right, Lillian, you seem a bit...
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course. Everything's marvellous. Just popped over for a chin wag, that's all.
Chris, you're going to be late.
No, I won't. I'm just packing my kit.
Have you had dinner?
Does a mini Swiss roll count?
No, not really.
Oh, it's fine. I'll eat when I get back.
Mm, okay.
Alice? I was using your laptop earlier. How come you had so many pages about Canada open?
Oh.
Stuff about the cost of living, real estate websites.
What were you looking at my laptop for?
You left it on the sofa. I was buying those concert tickets you wanted.
Oh, right.
What are you interested in apartments in Vancouver for?
Oh, it's nothing. Fran's moving there. I mean, she rents already, but she wants to buy.
Fran?
Jessica? She was on my course at Southampton, you remember?
Oh, you mean the one with the piercings?
Yeah, yeah. Although she's gone all corporate now, she's working out there. She was just showing me some of the places she's looking at.
Right.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Fair enough. So how come you were looking at flights?
Oh, no reason. We were online and she said we should visit. It was only curiosity.
Okay.
Don't be so nosy. I don't go poking around in your browsing history.
No, I'll delete it first.
Oh, ew. Unnecessary.
You started it.
Ugh, right, go on. Leave me on my own.
I'm going.
Enjoy your evening. Have a good match.
Yeah, you too. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Oh, no, I won't.
A paper mill?
It's on the right as you cross the river into Gilbert's Cross.
Oh, not that huge derelict building.
Yeah, that's the one. The plan is to develop it into luxury flats.
Oh, when?
Oh, over the next year or so.
Possibly do... Who on earth's going to buy them?
Well, there's still a market. Not everyone's doing badly.
But according to whom? I mean, was this Matt's idea?
Yeah, initially, but I think
and
it's a
he
really...
he doesn't think it's a risk.
Well, everything's a risk, Jenny.
Yeah, a calculated one, perhaps. And how much are you putting into it?
Never mind.
Come on, how much?
I said it doesn't matter. I only came over because I wanted to take my mind off things for a while.
So you are worried, then?
No! Not about this. Look, it's going to take most of our working capital, but it's part of a consortium.
Lillian,
we're not doing this on our own.
But even so... Oh, well, you need to talk to your financial advisor. You mustn't let Matt bully you into this.
Bully... Matt's not a fool, Jenny.
All right.
He's been doing this long enough and he thinks it's a good investment.
Well, it sounds like madness to me. No, I'm sorry, Lillian, but I simply cannot see how plying all your money into a single project at a time when the property market's hardly moving...
Look, not talk about this anymore, please?
But all I'm saying is you need to think before committing yourself. Matt's not always made the best decisions.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Do you really want to take another gamble?
Look, I trust him, Jenny. This is my decision, and I'm doing it for both of us.
Oh, fine, fine. Well, it's your future. Just hope you're right, that's all.
Oh, let me give you a hand with that.
Oh, thanks. I didn't mean to get all of this.
I heard Susan say you're Ruth.
That's me.
Is that Ruth Archer?
Yeah.
I'm Rob Titchener. I'll be the manager at the...
Mega Dairy.
Well, we don't call it that, but yes.
Right.
Brian's been telling me a lot about you.
Has he now?
I understand you're experimenting with a New Zealand-based grazing system.
A version. But it's a bit more than an experiment.
Of course. Here.
Thanks. We're just in the process of switching over to autumn calving now.
I don't suppose you'd allow me to visit, would you? If you've got time. If you and your husband, David, is it?
That's right.
Well, anyway, I'd love to see how it all works.
Well, I'm not sure how much you think you'll learn. I mean, the whole system's based around grass, and your cows won't see a blade from one year to the next.
We are going to have some pasture.
No, I know.
And I am genuinely interested. I'm trying to get to know all the local dairy farms, actually.
Oh, right.
I've already had a chat with Tom at Bridge Farm. I assume he's a relation?
Yeah, he's a sort of cousin.
Well, he's giving me a tour of his farm.
Is he? Well, okay. I suppose if you're really that interested. Like I say, it's completely opposed to what you're doing.
Humour me.
Yeah, all right. Come on over. See what you think.
Chris!
Hey!
You park. I didn't hit the car.
I wonder why.
Oh, sorry.
You all right? What are you up to?
Oh, nothing much, just looking at stuff online. How was the game?
Not bad. I scored.
Oh, well done. Oh, look at you. You're filthy. Better jump in the shower.
I will in a minute.
Oh, no, go now, Chris, before you get mud everywhere.
All right.
The water's on.
How come you closed the laptop?
Huh?
What were you looking at?
Oh, no, just Facebook. Rob Titchener's branded me.
So it wasn't stuff about Canada?
No. Why would it be?
I don't know. I was just thinking about it in the car. I don't remember you and Fran being that close.
Chris?
Not enough to want to fly to Vancouver.
Oh, I was only half serious.
And then you close your laptop the minute I walk in.
Oh, because I wanted to talk to you. Has this really been bugging you?
No.
It was just a silly pipe dream. I was only being curious.
Okay, fine.
It'll probably never happen.
Right. I mean, if you want a holiday there...
Oh, Chris, honestly...
I don't mind. We'll have to see if I can afford it.
Look, we're not going to Vancouver, all right? So stop looking for hidden agendas that aren't even there.
All right. Although it did look very nice.
Oh, Chris, go and have your shower. Really, there's nothing going on.
Hello? Pip, is that you?
Yes. Sorry, I didn't want to turn on the light.
Well, what time is it?
It's just gone midnight.
Well, I wondered what on earth was going on. What was all that banging in the kitchen?
I couldn't find anything to eat.
Well, you didn't have to slam the cupboards. You're lucky you only woke me up.
All right, can I get by?
Well, not until you tell me what's going on.
Nothing's going on. I'm just tired. I want to go to bed. I was up at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah, and you've been in a foul mood all day. You said something happened at uni. So, what is it?
It's not important. Just one of my tutors.
And?
He gave me a bad mark for my essay, but he's never liked me, though.
Is this the one you were meant to do at Christmas?
Yes, but like I say, he's got it in for me.
Why would he have it in for you?
Well, don't ask me.
Well, what did he say to you?
Just stuff. I don't take the course seriously, that I think because I'm working on the farm I don't have to study as hard.
Well, maybe if you'd done your essay when you were meant to.
Oh, thanks. Take his side.
Well, what do you expect? You're out every night.
That's rubbish.
Then milking in the morning.
Two mornings.
Burning the candle at both ends.
I can handle it.
But you're obviously not, are you?
Well, that's my problem, isn't it?
Keep your voice down. I'm just concerned.
But it's none of your business.
If your tutor's telling you you need to knuckle down...
Can I go to bed, please?
Pip.
I'm only trying to have a life, like every other student.
Hold on, I haven't finished yet. Pip, don't slam your... Thanks.
Tom!
Oh, hi, Dad. How's it going?
Oh, you know, not too bad.
Good, good.
Where have you been? Haven't seen you all morning.
No, I've been over at Sawyer's.
Sawyer's? It's not a production day.
I know, but I just needed to shut myself away for a few hours. I've been working on my figures.
Oh, right, I see.
I think I've broken the back of it.
Oh, well, that's good, I suppose.
You suppose? Come on, Dad, it's brilliant. I'm sick to death of not being able to get on with stuff. Scribbling down ideas on the back of an envelope.
Yeah, I know.
Finally, I've got a costed plan to take Tom Archer onto the next stage.
No, I didn't mean... Oh, that's great, Tom. I'm glad you've had a successful morning.
So, where are you off to?
Oh, just back to the office. You?
Lunch. And then I'm heading over to the polytunnels.
Ah, right you are.
At least there isn't much salad to pick this time of year. hey, Dad, have you eaten?
No. Well, I expect I'll just have a bowl of soup.
Oh, well, you don't fancy going down the pub, do you? We don't get the chance very often. And this is about as quiet as the farm ever gets. What do you say?
Yeah, yes, it will, right.
I don't want to force you.
No, 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 it'd be great. Just let me make a couple of calls.
Sure.
And then I'll be right with you.
Fantastic. And don't worry about bringing your wallet. I'm buying.
Would you look at that?
As soon as we saw it, Tom insisted on getting it.
What do you think, eh, Beth? It's a little piggy.
We were going to give it to you together.
Oh, thank you, Brenda. That's ever so generous.
But I'm working from home today and I thought, well, I can sit here on my own eating my beans on toast, or I can bring a very special little girl her present.
Ah, you've got so many lovely toys, haven't you?
Mm.
So, how come you're working from home?
Oh, Matt and Lillian are out all day talking to lawyers.
Right.
Yeah, it's to do with a big deal they're working on. To be honest, it suits me. Get more done when I'm not having to be a relationship counsellor.
I know. It's Brenda.
Although they do seem to be getting on better at the moment.
Are you looking at her? Huh?
Are you? Hello.
We were just about to go out, actually.
Oh, sorry, you should have said.
No, 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 it's lovely to see you, but... Beth woke up about half an hour ago and, oh, I could do with some fresh air.
Oh, I bet.
It'll be the first time I've taken her out of the house. Would you like to come with us?
Oh,
only if you can spare the time.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have some company, though.
Of course. Matt and Lillian won't know if I start back a bit late.
Oh, good.
I'd much rather spend some time with you.
Let's get you wrapped up nice and warm and then we can show you the village.
2 pints of Shires, please, Nick.
Okay.
You sure, Tom?
Yes, I told you. It's my treat. And have you got a bar menu, Nick?
Yep. Yep, here you go. And there's stuff on the specials board, too.
Ah, thanks.
So, how much more do you think you'd need to do to your business plan, then?
Not too much. It's not like I've got the time, anyway. I'm seeing the bank at the end of the week.
This week?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom, don't rush it.
I'm not.
No, you need to get it right. Take your time.
I don't need to. It's been in my head for ages.
Oh, even so.
Don't look at me like that, Dad. I have written these things before, you know.
Well, I know you have, but...
It's time to get cracking. I want to be able to start approaching supermarkets soon.
There you are.
Thanks, Nick.
I'm only saying, Tom.
Dad, come on. Here's your pint.
Oh, cheers. It's a big step you're taking. It's going to affect all of us.
And what do you think you're doing here?
Oh, hiya, Bren. Vicky?
Ah, oh, you've got pigs on the brain, you have.
Sorry?
Beth's present.
Oh.
Thank you so much, she loves it. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Nick, you all right, love?
Yeah, I'm fine. You?
Oh, a bit tired.
Is she sleeping?
No, her eyes are open. Do you want to have a look around? Oh, up you go, Nick.
Shouldn't you leave her in her pram?
You're all right, aren't you?
Oh, do you remember me?
That's Tom.
Ooh, we're not sure.
And this is Tony. And that's Nick.
Say hello.
Hi. That's £6.80, please.
Sure. Anyone else want a drink?
No, we can't stay long.
Give it to me.
But we saw your car outside.
That should be right.
Thanks, Tom.
Oh, she's interested in you, Nick.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, I expect it's just the sound of the change.
No, it's definitely you.
Shall we go and sit down?
Good idea.
Would you like to have a hold?
No, no.
Vicky, I'll take the pram over.
Oh, okay, love. Go on. I don't mind.
Honestly.
Just make sure you support her hair, because she's a bit weak, you know.
I want to get Bea on her lovely new clothes, though.
Oh, that won't be the worst thing she gets on them. Really, I trust you.
Well, okay then.
That's it. There you go. Bethany, meet Nick.
She was so funny, Tom. Jim was serving in the shop and of course he starts spouting his Latin.
Oh no.
What was it this time?
Oh, something to do with life reborn. He was trying to be sweet.
Right.
And Bethany just looks straight at him and bursts into tears. Jim couldn't understand why we were laughing.
If only we could all do that, eh?
Yeah, that's pretty much what Ruth said.
Oh, was she there too?
Yeah. She couldn't stop cooing over her. Said she wished Pip was still that age.
You're obviously enjoying having a baby sister, then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't? She's just gorgeous, isn't she? And seeing her with Dad, just so proud.
Yeah, of course.
You're right, though. I should shut up.
Oh, no.
You know, I'm turning into one of those boring women who can't stop rabbiting on about babies.
It's okay. You're allowed. All right, well. All right, Tom. How's it going?
Can't complain.
No, it looks like it.
And what about you?
Yeah, fine, sir. I've just nipped in to see Nick.
Ah, yeah. Well,
she's busy having some baby time.
Hey, Will, isn't it your birthday soon?
Oh, don't remind me.
Well, it's only because it's a week after Roy's.
Well, I'm trying to enjoy the last few days of my
20s. Oh, so you're turning 30. Mm.
Don't worry, mate. Me and Bren are both ahead of you.
Hey, shush.
I'll try to remember that.
Honestly, you youngsters. Don't know what you're complaining about.
Oh, we're not that young anymore, Dad. I'm halfway to being your age.
So, how's your day been so far?
Oh, usual stuff. Tom's been working on his business plan.
Oh, is that for the bank?
Yeah, but let's not talk about that now.
What?
Well, it's boring. So, did anything else happen with Beth?
Well, aren't you a little cutie?
Oh, and happy too.
You must have the touch. Oh, I don't know about that. Here, I expect she'd rather be with her mum.
You sure?
Yeah, you have her back.
Oh, she's beautiful, Vicky.
She is.
Ah, come to mummy. Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you're both doing so well. Oh, have you got her?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I've got her. You're my little miracle, aren't you? What's the matter?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault, Nick. Maybe we should pop you back in your pram. I think she's getting a bit tired.
Good idea.
Nah, don't worry. We've all been there. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Will. Oh, don't be so grumpy.
Bless. Oh, she's really made up, ain't she?
I know. So sad.
Sad?
No idea what to say to her. I mean, it's obvious how desperate she was to be a mother, and then when it does happen, it's...
What?
The baby's not right.
It is still a baby, though. And as long as she loves it...
No, I know. It just doesn't seem fair.
Oh, she's happy. That's what matters.
I suppose.
And what about you? How are you getting on?
Fine. Oh, Jolene's asked me to work Friday evening.
Oh, this Friday?
Yeah, Reese is taking Fallon to Cardiff for the rugby.
Well, that's a bit short notice, isn't it?
I know, but I don't think Jolene realised they're making a weekend of it. Oh, you can look after the kids, can't you?
No, I suppose.
Thanks.
Reese owes me a pint, though. Hey?
Oh, sorry. Oh, she's being so brave, isn't she, Vicky? And...
Oh.
Oh, look at her. I don't think I'd be like that.
Of course you would.
It's just scary when you think of all the things that can go wrong.
Well, Vicky's a lot older.
Yeah, but you just never know, though, do you?
No, you don't. Hey, Nick. Maybe Vicky was meant to have Beth. No point worrying. We've just got to hope for the best.
Mm.
Look at the time. I shouldn't have stayed so long.
It's been great, though, hasn't it?
Oh, it really has.
Thanks for suggesting it, Tom.
No problem. Right, well, I'll see you this evening then, Bren.
Sure. I'll walk back with you, Brenda.
Okay. Lovely to see you all.
You too, Vicky.
Bye, Bethany.
Bye.
Okay then, Tom.
Yep, back to work.
Brenda can't get enough of the baby, can she?
No.
I don't remember her being like that with Henry.
Well, I guess it's different when it's your own flesh and blood.
Yeah.
But you're right, though. It might not be long before we start thinking about a family of our own.
Really? So that's on the cards, then?
I should hope so.
Well, I don't know, Tom. You never talk about it.
Oh, of course I want a family. We just never seem to be quite ready. Brenda's always wanted to concentrate on her career. And to be honest, I know our house is fine, but it is a bit pokey.
So, how many kids are you planning?
Oh, at least half a dozen.
Oh, blimey.
If I can persuade Brenda.
Oh, you will need a bigger house.
Seriously, though, it would be nice to own somewhere. Maybe build a place on the farm. That's why it's so important to build the business.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, the farm needs to be able to support three families. If it's me and Brenda, Helen and Henry...
Oh, right, yeah, I see.
And you and Mum will want a half-decent income when you retire.
I shouldn't worry about us.
Of course I worry,
Dad. We've got our pension.
It won't be enough, though, will it?
Well, it won't be what we hoped for.
Plus, there's the mortgage to pay off. We need to add value to everything we produce on the farm, especially when organic prices keep getting squeezed.
Yeah, I know.
And the Tom Archer brand needs to be part of that. If it's got a different label, who cares? As long as it keeps the farm going.
So, it's not just about the money, then?
No. Well, yes, but only because of what it allows us to do.
That's true.
I'd like to pass Bridge Farm on to my children, Dad.
Yes, I'm sure. I mean, it's how we've always felt.
Exactly. That's what it's about. I just want to be able to give my family a future.
I still can't quite fathom why he wants to look round.
Well, he told you, didn't he? He's getting to know the local farms.
As long as it's not a PR exercise. I'm not prepared to be soft soap, David.
Look, I'm sure Brian or Adam will have told him how we feel about intensive dairy.
I hope so.
Anyway, if they haven't, I'm sure you will. It's no skin off our nose, is it? Might as well be friendly.
Okay.
What time is it?
Oh, he should be here in 5 minutes.
Oh. I was hoping to have had the pens finished by then.
Well, you've nearly finished. It's only really the straw to do now.
Yeah. Still need to finalise the lambing rotor, though.
Have you spoken to Pip?
I'd have to see her first.
You know, she did actually come home last night. I saw a car in the yard when I got up for milking.
Really? Was she gone by the time I came down?
She was at Bridge Farm this morning, wasn't she?
Right.
At least I presume that's where she went. Haven't had any angry calls.
Well, let's be positive. Maybe she's been burning the midnight oil in the library.
You don't really believe that.
No, but it makes me feel better.
Hello? Sorry, can I...
Ah, Rob, hi, you found us. Hello, I'm David.
I know I'm a little early.
Oh, no.
Morning, Ruth.
Morning.
Oh, it's good to meet you.
You too. I'm not interrupting?
Not at all. No. I can do this anytime. So, where do you want to start?
So, where are you off to?
Playgroup at the village hall.
Ah, right.
That's if we can get this little monkey's coat on.
I had an interesting talk with Tom yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Was this at the pub?
Yes. What do you think of his plans for the business? You don't think he should be concentrating on Ambridge Organics?
Dad, I'm just about to go out.
Yeah, I know.
Haven't you been through all this?
No, I'm just interested.
Look, I can understand why he's frustrated, what with the E. coli and you're being unwell. It's me as well, Dad. I don't have much time either.
No.
One of us needs to think about the future, and as long as Tom's not neglecting the rest of the farm...
So you agree with him, then?
Yes, I do. Henry, darling, can you find your hat for me, please? Well, you didn't have another argument.
No. Very opposite. In fact, he was talking about starting a family soon.
Really?
Oh, you sound surprised.
No, it's just Brenda's never seemed that keen.
Oh, you didn't see her yesterday.
Aren't they meant to be getting married first?
Oh, who knows? He'd make a great dad, though, wouldn't he?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's already a wonderful uncle.
Yes, he is, isn't he? Funny, I don't always see that side of him. So much of the time, we're at loggerheads.
That's only because you hear his ambition as criticism.
Yes, maybe.
They're certainly fine-looking animals.
We like to think so.
Hello, girl. So, Frisians, but you do cross?
Yeah, we wanted to introduce a bit of resilience.
At the expense of yield?
Oh, only slightly. Anyway, quantity isn't the be-all and end-all.
It's a bold statement.
Oh, not really. It's the margin that counts. And yeah, okay, you can have a huge herd that you milk intensely and make a fraction on each litre.
Margins are important to me too, but I take your point.
Or you can have a much smaller, healthier herd producing good, nutritious milk.
Not much point in producing any other sort.
And making a much better margin.
All being well.
Well, it's a system that people like, that suits the countryside, makes the best of natural resources.
It's a good system, Ruth, but I hope you'll allow that there's room for us all.
So, Rob, what exactly were you doing when you were abroad?
My last job on a farm was assistant herd manager at a large-scale unit, but then I joined a dairy processing company.
Oh,
really?
I know what you're thinking, but it was actually a very useful experience. I got to see the industry from the other side. Realised they weren't all the devil incarnate.
Mm-hmm. And you've always worked in dairy, have you?
Pretty much. The family farm got out about 6 years ago.
Why was that?
Same reason as most traditional farms, we couldn't make it pay. But I'd studied animal nutrition and genetics at university.
Ah, well, now there you go. There's something you've got in common.
What's that?
Ruth does all the AI on the farm.
Do you really?
Most of it, yeah.
Well, in that case, I'll know who to call when I need a hand.
Okay, well, shall we move on? Why don't we have a look at the paddocks?
Fine by me.
Yeah, fine.
This way, then.
You can remind me what grass looks like.
There you are.
Hi.
Didn't think you were coming.
I forgot my purse. I had to go all the way back home again.
Oh, no.
Go on then, Kira. Go and play with Henry.
So, you were here already?
Oh, yeah.
And they wouldn't trust you to play next week?
Apparently not.
Oh, Emma.
In fairness, I've not been coming regularly.
Well, that was before, though.
I ended up having to drag Kira kicking and screaming out the Wendy's.
Honestly, you should have just waited for me. I'd have paid for you.
Oh, no.
It's only £4.
Thanks, but by the time I tipped everything out of my bag. Kira, what did I tell you?
Henry, let her have the octopus.
I was so embarrassed, I almost didn't come back. Oh, she got herself in such a state.
But you're here now.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
I know. It's not just that, though. Mum's been in a mood with me all week.
How come?
Oh, because I'm the only person who's ever had an accident. It's a long story. Kira, stop it!
It's okay.
No, it's all right. He's given it to her now.
Tell you what, when we've finished here, why don't we take them to the playground?
Don't you need to get back?
No, there's no hurry. I'm sure these two will still have some energy to burn off.
Well, only if you're sure.
Yeah, of course. And I think you might need to blow off some steam as well.
Coffee, Rob?
Oh, cheers. That would be terrific.
Oh, there's tea.
Coffee's fine.
Okie dokie.
Can I have one as well, please, David?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Thanks.
So, Rob, how long have your family been on the farm?
Generations. They were Hampshire born and bred before there even was a Hampshire.
Sounds like my family, doesn't it, love?
I guess.
So was this your father's farm then?
And his father before him.
Right.
And what about your wife? Is she from a farming family?
No. Her parents are teachers. Although we did meet at a young farmer's disco.
Oh, really?
She always says it was only because there wasn't anything better to do.
Our eldest daughter's involved with young farmers, isn't she, love?
Well, she was until she started university.
Well, what's she studying?
Agriculture.
So you're keeping it in the family, then?
Ah, she didn't really give us a choice, did she?
No, but she...
Pip's always loved farming.
Well, that's great. So many farmers' children walk away.
Shall I make the coffee, then?
Well, it's all right, I'm doing it.
My big brother pretty much runs the show now. It's partly why I had to move up here. I just couldn't find anything near home.
Yeah, I can imagine. Not for someone with your experience in big dairy. You were lucky to find this job.
Yeah, I really was.
Oh, excuse me. I think I'd better...
Yeah, of course. Don't mind me.
Right. What am I doing?
Hello, Brookfield.
I assume you take milk.
Yes, please. No sugar.
Right.
Yes, but like you say, I was very fortunate. The village seems nice, too.
Well, there are plenty of worse places.
Although, I did get collared the other day.
Oh?
A strange woman getting herself all worked up about badgers.
Oh, Lord, you met Linda.
I take it you're not the best of friends?
No. Linda's all right. It's just that on this, she's a bit, you know...
Full on?
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to know what I thought about the cull. I told her I was basically pro.
You did? Well, good for you.
She wasn't very impressed.
So come on then, what's been going on?
Oh, it's so silly. On Sunday, I managed to make Mum break her favourite crystal bowl.
Oh no, how come?
Oh, it's a long story, but it was her prized possession.
So she's pretty upset then.
Yeah. Oh, it's not just that. When I offered to buy her a new one, she snapped at me I couldn't afford it.
Well, she was angry.
Yeah, I know, but it was the way she said it.
Emma, you shouldn't read too much into it. If it was in the heat of the moment...
Yeah, I suppose. Just reminded me that at the end of the day, we are living in their house. Who knows how long we're going to be there? We might never be able to afford a place of our own.
You don't know that.
I just feel like I'm a child again, Helen.
Now I know that feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, there are good things about living with your parents. There's the free childcare, for a start. But they adore having the kids with them.
They do.
And George and Kira will really benefit from having all their family around them. Hey, come on, your parents are great.
If you say so.
Your mum's hilarious.
You should try living with her. No, you're right.
It'll be fine. Here, do you want another sweet?
Yeah, go on then. I need to give you some money.
Oh, don't be daft.
Well, you paid for them all.
It's my treat, honestly.
Oh, thank you.
Pleasure. Anyway, you've got that new crystal bowl to pay for, haven't you?
Well, I'm glad you found it useful. Oh,
no, you've a fine herd.
Oh, hi, love.
Hi.
Rob's off now.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying to David, you've got a finely honed operation here.
Thanks.
I hope you'll come and see ours when it's up and running. We'll be holding public open days, of course, but I'd love to show you around.
Well, that would be very interesting. Wouldn't it, love?
Yeah. Just don't expect us to change our minds.
I wouldn't dream of it. Well, thanks again.
No,
not at all. I'm sure I'll see you about sometime.
No, absolutely bound to.
Great.
Bye then.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Oh, well. I didn't see any horns. Who was on the phone?
The possible tenant for Rickyard.
Oh.
They're coming to look round on Friday.
Oh, well, that is good news. You were on the phone for a long time.
No, I went and got some jobs done in the office. You and Rob were getting on so well.
Ruth?
Oh, it's fine, but I was struggling to get a word in.
He's a nice guy. You know, I might not agree with him about the dairy. Oh,
honestly, David.
But he's a proper farmer, you can tell.
If he was a proper farmer, he'd want to see his animals out in the fields.
Ruth, we're not going to change his mind, but we can disagree and still get on.
Oh, you're such a... politician.
Oi! Who's that now?
Oh, it's from Pip. Won't be home tonight. Staying with Spencer.
Short and sweet.
Is she spending any time studying?
Maybe she's doing it at his.
Oh, like how she's working in the library. And what about helping out here?
I know, you're right.
I thought that was the deal. Here we are bragging about our perfect family farm. Meanwhile, Pip doesn't even seem the slightest bit interested.
I'm not disagreeing with you. It's not on.
So what are you going to do about it?
Me?
Oh, she doesn't listen to me anymore. Are you going to have a word with her?
Well, that's what I call a productive day.
Fingers crossed that Rex has got it right.
Oh, I wouldn't worry, Puss. He's obviously got his ear to the ground.
Yeah, does seem very well connected.
And now we've got a solid steer on what the competition will be bidding. That puts us in prime position.
Yeah, and it's all falling into place.
Into our lap, more like.
That.
Lawyers are drawing up the documents. Money will be in place by the start of next week, all being well. Amside will have a stake in one of Borsetshire's most prestigious developments.
Well done, Tiger.
Oh, well done you. You're the boss.
All right, then. To the both of us.
Sounds good to me. I reckon a drink is in order.
Yeah, good idea. When we get home, I think I'll pour a nice long G&T.
Hey, why bother going home?
Oh, look, there's Auntie Chris.
Lillian?
Sorry?
Let's not go home yet.
Why are you slowing down?
What would you say to dinner at the ball?
That's nice. So you're just out for a walk.
Oh, I spent so much time cooped up in my little cubicle.
Stop complaining.
You've seen it. I don't even have a window.
At least you're warm.
Yeah, all right. I know, you've got it so much worse than me.
It's true. Wimp.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you're not enjoying your job, Alice.
Oh.
We're just messing.
It's fine, it'll do for the time being.
Really? Because your gran thinks you're unhappy. Peggy and I had lunch together on Tuesday. Who told her that?
Oh, well, it'll be Mum, won't it?
Because it's not like you're miserable.
No, it's just not what I expected. I thought since it was a fairly small company, I might be given a fair bit of responsibility early on.
But they're not giving it to you?
They can be quite territorial. I mean, they're perfectly nice people, but...
And the money's decent.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fairly nearby. You don't have to commute very far.
No, I know. It's got all that going for it. That's why I applied.
It's just not stretching you.
I'm hardly using my masters. And then I look at my other friends and some of them are off working on really exciting projects. Tim's in Munich working for Eurocopter. And Felix is over in Singapore.
Fran?
Huh?
In Vancouver?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, it's Jim. You're happy in Ambridge though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, of course I am. It's just... Oh, I don't know. Everyone keeps telling me to be patient.
You're on the first rung of the ladder, Alice.
Mm.
Exactly. It won't be forever. No.
I know.
Listen, I'll let you go. I can see you're shivering.
Yeah, I am a little. Maybe you're right, Chris. I am getting soft.
Maybe. Don't get too dispirited, though. I'm sure something will turn up.
Daniel!
Oh, hey, Grandpa. You all right?
Very well, thank you.
And what have you been up to?
Oh, I've been getting inducted into the noble art of the bodger.
I'm sorry?
Wood turning. I had an interview with a fellow called Fletch Peterson. He insisted I have a go.
Oh, right. How was that?
Well, let's just say, I think I'll stick to wordcraft. I assume you've been at school today?
Yeah, I got back half an hour ago. I'm meeting Jamie.
Not studying?
No, not tonight. I was looking at internships in my free today.
In the United States?
Yeah.
Evening, Jim.
Oh, evening, Christine.
I don't think it's going to work out.
No?
It's so competitive. Most of the American law firms only take on graduates.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi.
That's a shame.
So it looks as if I'm going to have to rethink my gap year now.
Ooh, what are you planning? Will you be travelling the world?
Who knows? Maybe.
Yes, get out there, broaden your horizons. You could go on an archaeological dig.
I don't think so.
Well, why ever not? You have your entire life to devote to bleeding people dry.
Jim!
Lawyers are the price we pay for civilization,
oh,
Christine.
Don't listen to him, Daniel. He's full of hot air.
I never do. I'll see you.
Yes.
Don't forget those books.
Honestly, Jim, you are dreadful.
Well, he knows I'm only teasing him.
So, how did your interview go?
Very well. I think my illustrious editor will be delighted with my efforts.
Jim, what have you done?
Only what he asked. How about a drink at the Bull? I'll show you.
It's quite remarkable.
So when did you see Mum?
Oh, we bumped into each other this morning. So you're having the party at Grey Gables?
I think so. Auntie Jo's been arranging it.
Well, I'm sure Bunty will have a lovely time.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm not exactly sure of the details. I know it's in a couple of weeks.
No, fair enough. You must have far more exciting things going on in your life than your grandmother's birthday.
Yeah.
Just be grateful for those good genes.
Here we go. I thought we should have a bottle of bubbly.
What on earth is this?
Oh, lovely. I'm going to go see Jamie.
Yes, yes, of course, Daniel.
See you.
Yeah, bye. Honestly, Matt, I wasn't expecting this.
Well, let's treat ourselves.
Well, are we being a bit premature? It's still very early days.
Now, I've got a good feeling about this one, Puss. You've got to think successful to be successful.
Where did you learn that? Some dreadful management book.
School of life. When this deal goes through...
If...
When it goes through, we're going to be back up where we belong.
All right, then. I'll drink to that.
Heavens, are you celebrating?
Oh, Auntie Chris, yes, in a way.
We're toasting a successful day. Jim?
Evening, Matt.
Pull up a pew, come and join us.
Oh, well, I think...
No, I don't think so. We wouldn't want to impose.
Why ever not?
Don't be daft, have a drink with us.
Well, if you insist.
Yes, love to.
Yeah, plump yourselves down. I'll go and fetch another couple of glasses.
How many times, Chris? Just... forget about it.
How can I? I'm not the one researching living in Canada and telling everyone
you
how bored I am.
I'm bored with my job.
That's not what you said.
Chris, honestly.
Going on about all your friends who are working abroad.
Look, you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Really? So you're not jealous of Mo and Tim? And Fran?
Chris.
Just be honest with me. I'm not an idiot, Alice. I can tell something's not right. If you're that unhappy, we should be able to talk about it. I mean, don't you trust me or something?
Of course I do.
Then why do I feel like I'm being kept in
the
dark?
All right. You have to know... The truth is a job's come up. In Canada. It's with an aerospace company in Vancouver.
I knew it.
I was only really toying with the idea.
So why did you lie then?
Because I knew what you'd say. Look, I wasn't being serious.
Does Fran even live in Vancouver?
Yes. Well, at least I knew she'd had a placement out there.
So all that stuff about talking online?
Look, I just didn't want to make a big deal of it. Chris, I'm sorry. But really, I was only daydreaming. The job came to my attention and I started Googling. It doesn't have to mean anything.
You must be a little bit interested.
Of course. It's exactly the sort of job I would apply for. It's great pay, working on the kind of technology I'm interested in. It's just a shame it's in Canada.
So you'd apply if you could?
Well, yeah, I suppose. In an ideal world.
Because I thought we were settled here. I'm building my business.
Yes, precisely.
I can't just up sticks.
I know you can't, which is why it's not going to happen. Honestly, look, I know I shouldn't have lied, but it was only because I knew you'd be worried.
All right.
I'm just being silly. I know we can't emigrate.
Jim, you didn't.
I most certainly did.
And what was his answer?
Her name was Pauline, and it was her first kiss too.
I reckon I'd have thumped you if you'd have asked me that.
Actually, Fletch seemed to rather enjoy the recollection.
So, what else did you ask him?
Oh, well, let's see. Stones or beetles?
Ah, stones.
Beetles. Bath or shower?
Oh, shower.
Sorry, wrong again.
Hook or handsaw?
Well, handsaw, obviously. He's a carpenter.
You must have a screw loose if you think Borsets Your Life are going to publish that.
I've no intention of them publishing it. I'm making a point. If Glenn Whitehouse wants me to embellish my articles with vacuous trivia, then this is what he's going to get.
Are you actually going to send it to him?
Of course.
Jim.
I also discovered that Fletcher's favourite food is sardines on toast, and he once shared a train carriage with Annika Rice.
Oh, honestly?
That your phone, Lily? Well, aren't you going to answer it?
Yeah. All right. Give me a chance. I thought I'd put it on silent.
Well?
What?
Anything important?
No. Not really. Just excuse me, I'd better...
Not at all.
Lillian, where are you going?
I won't be...
Why don't you just sit here and...
I must say, Matt, you and Lillian are looking ever so well.
Ah, do you think?
Yeah. I know you're celebrating, but you just seem particularly content at the moment. Don't you agree, Jim?
I'm not sure I'm qualified to answer.
Oh. Well, that's kind of you to say. No, I guess we are. Business is looking up. For once, there aren't any clouds on the horizon. Nice to know someone else has noticed it.
Ah, Daniel, there you are.
Grandpa.
No. Hold on a minute.
Oh, I told you I'm not spending my year out scrabbling around in a hole.
Scrabbling?
Oh, not this again.
Archaeology is a voyage into the past. It's perfect for a young man going out into the world.
But it's not what I'm interested in.
Exactly, Daniel. You do what you want.
Well, who wouldn't want to travel to exotic locations? And there's the comradeship, too. On a dig, you become part of a family. It's how I met your grandmother.
And I am going to travel. I'm looking into sports internships instead.
Sport?
Yeah. The difference is you don't have to be a graduate.
Obviously.
Well, I'll do that for a couple of months and then I'll go backpacking.
Like every other student.
Excuse me, I think I'll see what Lillian's up to.
Well, I think that sounds marvellous, Daniel.
Thanks, Auntie Chris.
Just ignore him. You go for it.
Yeah, Paul. So am I. I'll let you know when I'm on my way.
Who's Kat?
Matt.
What are you doing? Who's on the phone?
Just Mum. Everything's fine. You can never be sure, though.
All right.
I've finished now.
Christine was just saying how well we both look. Said she hadn't seen us so happy in a long time.
Really? That's sweet.
She's not wrong, though. I know it's not always been easy, but you and me, Pussycat, like I always say, we're a team. And I tell you, with this deal, we can really start to enjoy our future.
Yeah. So, are you still meeting the kitchen people tomorrow morning?
Hmm?
In Hollerton?
Yeah, at 10.
Right.
Why?
Just checking.
Come on in. 4-2, finish off the ball.
Matt, you know, you're right. When things are like this...
You're all right?
Yeah. I'm glad we've made it this far.
I'm not exaggerating. The place is a tip, David.
Yeah, all right.
I was so embarrassed.
So, are they still there?
No. I mean, they were very polite, but as soon as I'd finished showing them round, they couldn't leave fast enough.
Ugh.
It looked as though someone had been squatting. Sleeping bag on the floor, kitchen a mess, clothes strewn all over the place.
And Pip didn't say that she was staying at Rickyard?
If Pip tells me anything. Look, I want you to call her.
Ruth.
I've tried. I've left a message on a voicemail.
Look, we'll just have to speak to her when she gets home.
Oh, who knows when that'll be?
Love, can we discuss this later?
No, David.
I'm bringing the sheep into the lambing field.
You promised you'd speak to her. She might answer a phone for you.
Yeah, all right.
She's gone too far this time.
Yeah, fine, I'll call her. Now, I've got to go.
Morning, David.
Oh, Linda.
Scruffy Hayes. You met Tig lots of times. Oh, I don't know what's got into him.
Maybe they've had a falling out.
Yes, maybe. Speaking of which, I'd rather there wasn't any bad feeling between us, David.
Yeah, well, let's just forget it, eh?
It's all right. But we shouldn't be surprised that we differ over the whole badger debacle.
Linda, I've got a phone call to make.
I believe our native wildlife should be protected while you...
Well, I think that my entire herd deserve protecting too, all right? Do you still want to put up these ridiculous road signs, Linda?
Is here okay?
It's perfect. Don't suppose it matters, really. Looks as though we've got the bar to ourselves.
Well, I knew you wouldn't want to sit by the window.
No.
I've ordered tea.
Oh, good.
It's wonderful to see you.
Did you have a good journey up?
Lillian.
Sorry.
Let's at least say hello properly. Oh, I've missed you.
Paul.
Now, look, how have you been?
I've been all right.
Shall we sit?
It's been a busy week. Matt and I have been working on this deal with the consortium. Paul.
I know I pushed you too
Paul,
hard.
Paul, will you please just let me... I wish it wasn't like this. You know, if we met another time...
Lillian, hold
on. No, I need to say this. Just let me speak.
It doesn't even matter how I feel about badgers.
No, Scruff, stay there.
What I don't understand is how these signs would even help.
They'd raise vigilance. They'd remind people to drive more carefully.
Well, what about pheasants, then? Huh? Or foxes? Or field mice?
Oh, please. Now you're just mocking me.
Why don't we cover the verges with warning signs?
Do you know how many animals are killed on our roads?
Fine. Do what you want.
Yes, all right, Scruff.
Good luck persuading the rest of the parish council, though. How is your badger, by the way?
Hmm?
Convalescing nicely, I hope?
No. The injuries were too severe, I'm afraid. I had to put her down.
Oh. Well, I can't say I'm surprised.
No, but one has to try.
Look, I've got to make a call.
Of course. Scruff, this way.
Bye, Linda.
Yes, goodbye.
Hi, this is Pip. I must be doing something else at the moment, so leave me a message.
Pip, it's me. Can you give me a call back, please? Mum's told me about Rickyard, and... Well, just ring me back, okay?
We've tried not being together.
I know.
And look what happened. We still ended up finding each other. Maybe that was how it was meant to be.
Oh, you don't believe that. We're not teenagers, Paul. We've both been round the block. I mean, what about your wife?
What about her?
When you were first married, you must have felt that...
Not like this.
Don't say that.
Why not?
Because it's not true. You've told me about your divorce. I know how dreadful it was for you.
And if it had been you, I would never have let you go. I know how I feel, Lillian. It's not like I'm the sort of bloke who does this normally.
No, I know you're not.
I should hate myself for even doing this, but I don't, Lillian. That's because when we're together, when it's just us, it feels right. And I know you feel the same. Don't you? Because if I'm wrong, I'll walk out right now.
No, Paul.
I'll drive back to Watford.
You know I feel the same.
So that's what matters.
It can't work.
Why can't
it? Because the only way would be if I left Matt.
You're not going to.
I'm sorry. But he needs me, Paul. Our whole lives are wrapped up together. Matt's still not allowed to run a company. If I left, that would be it for him.
You deserve more than just a business relationship.
It is more. This week, with Matt, it's been like it used to be.
Oh.
No, I knew I shouldn't have come. I knew this would be
awful. No, Lillian,
I'm
Lillian.
Sorry.
No, wait.
Paul, just let go.
You said you felt the same.
I do, but I have to make a choice.
Why do you?
No one's watching, aren't they?
No one can see us. Lillian.
Sure.
Lillian, look at me. Look at me. You don't have to make a choice. I'm not asking you to.
I can't keep doing this, Paul. I want to be with you, but all this running around...
I know.
...back and forth to London.
Well, that was my mistake. I shouldn't have pressured you.
It's impossible. Better we should just go through the pain now.
Or you could let me do it.
What do you mean?
I'll do all the running. It's not as if I've got anyone who relies on me anyway. The last person who needed me was Mum, and she's gone. The kids are all off leading their own lives. Look, I'm serious. What have I really got? Except an empty house. And even that just reminds me... There's not much keeping me there, is there?
So what are you saying?
I'll come up here. Whenever you want.
No.
What's stopping me?
Your job, for a start. I mean, you'd have to give up work just to come here today.
Well, then so be it.
You can't.
What? If it's that or never seeing you again... What's the point of working myself to the bone if I've no one to share it with? You see, you don't have to make a choice.
Don't I? It'll never be like being together properly.
It's okay.
Paul.
Tell me honestly, what's worse? Never seeing each other again?
No, I'd hate it.
I'll only ever ask what you can give.
Paul.
You can trust me on that.
And I do, absolutely. I've always trusted you.
Good.
Oh, you're so wonderful, you know, the way you care.
Lillian, what we have is too precious.
Yeah.
We need to cling to it.
Oh, poor Ed, I was so frightened coming here thinking that we might not ever...
Well, it doesn't have to be that way, does it?
No. No, it doesn't. I must look such a mess. I should go and sort myself out before anyone sees.
Well, you could use my room.
Hiya, can't stop. I need to get back for lectures.
One minute, young lady.
I think I must have left my notes in here.
Or maybe they're over at Rickyard Cottage. So, you got me voicemail?
Voicemail?
Pip, stop playing around.
Mum.
You know full well what I'm talking about.
It wasn't my fault. Nobody said you'd be showing people around.
What did you think we'd be doing?
It's not like it was even that bad. I only used it for a couple of nights.
Pip, it was such a mess.
No, it wasn't.
Sour milk bottle in the kitchen. Empty can of beans. Shall we go and take a look now?
No.
I had to explain what a pair of Spencer's pants were doing lying on the floor of their living room.
White, sorry. Make sure he clears up after himself.
That better not be a smirk on your face.
I just said I'm sorry, didn't I?
Pip!
I'll tidy it up later.
It's not about being sorry.
Then what is it about, Mum?
It's about your attitude.
Oh.
You're clearly neglecting your work. You treat me with little more than contempt. I mean, why were you staying at Rickyard anyway?
Trying not to wake you, just like you asked.
Me?
On Monday, when you had a go at me for coming home late.
I was asking you to have a bit of respect, that's all.
We were there for 2 nights.
Yeah, and in that time, you've almost certainly managed to lose us a tenant.
Because of a few clothes.
It's the only inquiry we've had since it went up for rent.
Well, then maybe me and Spencer should move in.
What?
Then we wouldn't have to bother you at all.
What the hell's going on?
Ask her.
What do you think?
Apparently, I'm supposed to be in bed by 9 and never see my boyfriend.
Oh, don't be so ridiculous.
I can't do right for doing wrong.
Hey, come on, there's no point shouting at each other.
Then maybe you'd like to speak to her.
No, forget it. I'm not staying.
Pip!
I only came back to fetch my note.
David?
I'm not going to get through to her, not when she's in a mood like this.
Fine. Well, I'm giving up.
I have to go. Matt'll be home soon.
Sure.
How's my hair?
Fine.
Really? Oh, Paul, look, it's everywhere.
Oh, Lillian. You look perfect as always. Look, don't worry about anything. I'll arrange my work so I can come up more often.
It's not fair on you, though.
I don't mind. Just let me know when you can manage.
But that's what I mean. I can't just order you up when I feel like it.
That's fine by me.
Oh, Paul, don't joke.
I'm not.
You're too important to be just my bit on the side.
Lillian, what did I tell you? As long as I can be with you sometimes, that'll do for me. Even if it means having to share you.
Paul.
Really?
I still feel terrible, though. I just wish...
What?
Oh, nothing. It's impossible. Look, I really do have to get back.
Okay.
Didn't mean to stay for so long.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah. So am I.
I love you, Lillian.
I love you too. Right, then.
Oh, wait.
Poor, honestly, I can't.
That's all.
Okay. Well, I'll let you know when we...
Sure.
I'll phone or text or something.
That's fine. Just tell me where and when. I promise. I'll be there.